Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome one and all, Grand Rising, and greetings, Kingdom citizens. We welcome you to More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We thank you for joining us tonight, a Sister Girl Network Inc. platform ordained by God to meet our sister girls and brother men where they are in their lives and spirituality. And we thank God for it. Hallelujah. We thank God as this year, Sister Girl Network Inc. celebrate their ninth year, but also God birthed Walking and Spiritual Authority Ministry. And so as we encourage, pull, and stretch others to walk in their spiritual authority, we go back to Romans 8, 6 to 8, because we must have a spiritual mindset to understand our spiritual authority through the Holy Spirit. Romans 8, 6 to 8 tells us, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is an enemy against God, for it is not subject to the law, or indeed can be. So those who are in the flesh cannot please God." So we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind. We must grow, move, embrace, understand, and walk in wisdom from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. And so tonight we are on part two, Arise, Build, and Rebuild Your Spiritual Walls. For we have been talking about all things spiritual, dreams, everything. We have been talking about different words that you use in spiritual warfare. We have been talking about different entities, different demons, different spirits, different ground level, cosmic level. And so because we have been touching on spiritual things, getting the understanding, right, being awakened to it, we must understand that that's not a playground, right? And so we do have weapons. We do have spiritual walls that protect us and allow us to war spiritually against Satan's kingdom. Not just for ourselves, but for our bloodline, for those that are connected to us, for generations and generations to come, for nations and communities and neighborhoods, right? And so tonight we're going to go to part two, because last week we ended we did fasting, because that is one of the spiritual wars. So we did fasting and we talked about it. We gave a few scriptures on it. We did take up your cross. That is a spiritual war. You have to understand how important it is for us to understand what it means to take up your cross daily. And then we talked about self-examination. That's a spiritual war as well, because we must be willing, we must have the courage to examine ourselves. Amen. Let us acknowledge our Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. Lord, we give you praise, not because what you do, but because of who you are. And so, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Hallelujah. We thank you for your tender heart. Lord, we thank you for sending your one and only begotten Son to save us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we ask that you cleanse our hearts and renew our right spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, send forth your warmth changes into our atmosphere in the name of Jesus, over our technologies. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Hallelujah. We plead the blood Jesus, over our atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare no weapon formed against this recorder, against our technology, against us to prosper. In the name of Jesus, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be shut down. Hallelujah, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Praise God. Amen, amen, and amen. Welcome one and all. This is More Insight. I'm your host, Angela D. We thank you for joining us tonight as we dive into part two. And so we've been talking about spiritual walls, right? Because we have been on walking in our spiritual authority, right? And we have been truly touching all things spiritual, understanding the spirit realm for us as kingdom should understand, know our authority and power, and walk accordingly. And so tonight, as we get into part two of this, right, for we know we are in a season where itching ears, and so itching ears through the word of God means people don't want to hear sound doctrine, right? And so they are after the false prophets and the false teachers and all that. That's what we're living in, right? And so how do we, kingdom of God, in this season, we have been given instructions. We are to be the world's light and the earth's salt. So in this season, what do that mean? Excuse me. In this season, what do that mean? The first scripture that stands out to me is Romans 12. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind. How do we be the world's light and the earth's salt? See, there's some keys. We have to have humility. We have to have faith and courage, right? 1 Corinthians 16:13 tells us, watch, stand fast in faith, be brave and be strong, right? The courage, see, there's some courage that has to go on within us, right? The courage to stand for what is right. The courage to go through the process. The courage to be the salt of the earth and the light in the world. Courage to transform by the renewing our mind, to thirst and hunger after righteousness, and to walk in our spiritual authority. Now, when we have those keys, then understanding, knowledge, and wisdom come with that. And so now it's time to arise because we know, embrace, and now act. We can no longer be spiritual dead as the kingdom of God. Because when a person is spiritually dead, they perceive the things of the spirit to be foolish, right? Sometimes we're dealing with certain people and we might say something that we know is spiritual and they say something foolish, right? They, that's not real. There ain't nobody doing all that, you know. And so then we know the condition that they are in. And so then we pray, right? Because in the state of spiritual death, that condition cannot discern something of the spirit. We are embarking on the eighth month, a new beginning, overcoming victory and prosperity. See, the number eight is it's a spiritual authority. It's so essential that we understand who we are and who we are in Christ. God does go before us in our part, and yes, we have a part. It's to operate in our lives as kingdom authority Oh, this is a season that we are to be walking in our spiritual authority. We are to be the salt of the earth in the light of the world. See, our path is clear, but there always might be a distraction or some hiccups coming. And so that's when we have to speak to the mountain. That's when we got to understand. That's why in the beginning, when we give our life to Christ, when we surrender and decide to be steadfast and unmovable, because we're building a house, our new house, our new temple. We're building it on the rock. Journey. We have to talk about our walls, you know. We got to make sure our walls are intact as we continue to go forward. And tonight, one of the walls we're going to bring in is the Word of God. You know, this wall, Satan and his kingdom hate this wall, right? It shakes darkness to the core, right? The Word of God can tell us Satan tried to snatch the Word from us before it can... He can be planted in our hearing, right? So he tried to snatch it from our mind immediately. This weapon, this spiritual wall is so powerful that Jesus used it on Satan. But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. We are told that the Word of God is a sword, a hammer. It has a purpose. It is part of our inheritance. It is our instruction in history book with prophecy. The Word of God teaches, feed us, heal us, and give us life. We cannot see it as just a book, an old book. There are hidden treasures in those that thirst and hunger. There are hidden treasures in the Word of God. There are certain parables when you read them because of your thirst and hunger, when you seek in Him. Hallelujah. God bring new revelation. He bring it as fresh manna, the Word of God. That's a spiritual war. That's a weapon that when we no longer find ourselves interested in that, right? We don't want no part of that. That's a warning. That's a signal right there. That's something right there telling you something's going on. Something's going on. The Word of God. So we have to check that. We have to meditate on the Word of God day and night. We can start with one scripture. We can start with one book. But the thirst and hunger become greater. Why? Because that weapon, that wall, shield you. It shifts atmosphere. It's a part of your power and authority. The Word of God. Then we have worship and praise. You know, I love to worship God. I love to praise Him. And this spiritual wall here, it opened up a door that no man can shut. Go through our journey as we grow spiritually, as we become anchor as the kingdom. Our relationship with the Father must become stronger and stronger for us to feel, to have the courage, right? Go back to our keys, humility, the faith, and the courage to pray without ceasing, to not worry about how I'm sounding.
morning when I'm praying to the Father, because this is something I desire. This is something I thirst and hunger after. This is something that I do because I feel close to that one who created me. I feel close to Abba, our Father. I feel close to the King of Kings and the Lords of Lords. I don't pray because man tells me. I pray because this is who I am. This is my makeup. I pray because that's my Father. That's how I talk to my Father. That's how I pray about things concerning me, praying to help another, praying for generation and generation to come, praying for communities and nations and neighborhoods. Prayer. Another spiritual wall is hope. We are a kingdom. Every joint supply. We have those that can pray for us, those that can encourage us, those that can strengthen us because of their faith, right? And we have to know that the enemy will try to take away this wall, right? Because in hope, it stirs a desire to get or to have a refreshing breath of air that reserved through everything. You're hoping it. It's the tree of life. The word of God even tells us that. It says, hope deferred makes a heart sick. But when desire come, it is a tree of life. When we are hopeful, oh, it's no turning back. I don't care what it look like. It's unmovable. It's unshakable faith. And when we don't have that hope, because we've been dealing with that situation, we have to go through the transformation. We have to grow from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset in the name of Jesus. We have to understand that we are to not pet and stroke those things, those mountains, those struggles, those weaknesses, right? God said, boast in your weaknesses because of my grace. My grace is sufficient for you in your weaknesses. So here we have another spiritual wall. Transformation by the renewing of the mind. You know what? Let me just share this about prayer before I go any further. Let me share this about prayer. You know, healing through prayer. There's healing through prayer, right? We deal with certain, the spirit of infirmity can, you know, try to rear its ugly head. And so we have to walk in authority with that. The word of God tells us, and see, I one that I read translations with the Bible, but I have read all the Bible, even though the books that they say is not part of the Bible, which, you know, that's a topic all for itself. But for me, all that is my inheritance. All that is my instructions. And so in that is we are told to use the doctors for what we need them for. But in understanding that we pray for the doctors, we ask God to touch them, to cleanse their heart, to renew a right spirit in them. We respect their talents and their gifts, right? And we see them for, you know, they treat, but they are not my healer. I know who my healer is. And so we use doctors for what they are. But see, we have weapons as well. James 5:16 says that we must confess our faults and pray for one another that we may be healed. That's why we got to, this is time, kingdom. This is the season that we have to leave that carnal mindset. It is death. It's taking away your abundance life. It's keeping you in a sick bed. We got to bind that up. It's taking away your finances. It's keeping you in poverty. You got to bind that up. prayer. Sometimes healing doesn't come until we confess our faults and let somebody pray for us. This is the humility, and sometimes humility is the key. Go back to what I said at the beginning. With our spiritual walls, with our weapons of warfare, we must have humility, faith, and courage. Humility, because what did God allow the thorn in Peter, the thorn in Paul, the Apostle Paul, he allowed that thorn to say that the Apostle Paul cried out to the Father, please remove this thorn. He couldn't take the pain no more. He couldn't take the agony of it. But the Father wouldn't move it because of all the power and authority that he was given to build the kingdom. The Lord wanted him to stay humble in his heart, wanted him to stay humble. So that humility is big, right? Because as we see mountains move, right? Praise God. We see people are being healed, right? We see the hand of the Lord. Stay humble. So humility, faith, whatever word, speaking in existence, whatever we decreeing and declaring in the name of Jesus, we have to have that faith to believe. Ain't no tossing to and fro. That's why we got to be careful being around people always doubting. All that doubt, well, you know, or that I bind that pity spirit out. You know, yes, I know any of us can fall in a downtrodden state. But see, you have to get to the place where your faith cannot be moved. You got to become steadfast and unmovable in your faith. And then the courage to walk in your spiritual authority, to walk in the power through the Holy Spirit, the courage to stand in the kingdom of God and decree and declare, bind and loose. The courage to even be broken from that religious spirit. That takes courage right there, because many of us was raised in that religious spirit, oppressed teaching. Take courage. It takes courage. Prayer, right? That's prayer. You know, faith. I just want to speak on faith for a minute. Healing comes through our faith too. We have to believe. Oh, even if prayer has to go, Lord, in my disbelief, help me, Lord. Oh, worship the Father in spirit and in truth. You know, when we walk in this spiritual authority, you know, you don't get caught up on what people naysayers, you know. Oh, you can't do that, you know. God got it. God sent His one and only begotten Son to give us a comforter, a protector, someone, the Holy Spirit intercede for us. The Holy Spirit teaches us all things. It's a teacher, it's a comforter, it's a counsel, it's a healer, it's a strengthener, right? And it teaches us all things spiritual things and natural things. But you can speak to them the truth of Mark 11:23 that says, when you have faith and don't doubt, you will speak to a mountain and it will move. How don't you want your mountains to move, right? When we speak it, there can be no doubt. There can be no doubt. So we need the courage to speak it, the faith to not be tossed to and fro, and the humility to not get big-headed because it happened. Praise God. Praise God. You know, I think in my family, I mentioned this before, we didn't see death. It was for years and years, and a loved one might pass, you know, and when my brother passed a few years ago, it had been years since we had death. It was my grandmother, and that was years before my brother. But then we had a tragedy when my nephew passed not too long ago. And so my prayers shift, right? I start binding up premature death in my family, right? And see, that's one of our things in kingdom, right? We see certain things, like even yesterday at a round table, and one sister was asking a question and was sharing something, and she said the devil something, and then lady on the other side, on the other row, she said she said the devil don't cause everything or something like that, she said. And this is my thing with that, right? There is a spiritual realm. I'm trying to tell you, right? And Satan kingdom, they have an assignment. Just like the kingdom of God has an assignment, right? And Satan, biggest part of his assignment is to make folks believe he don't exist and to always doing things behind the scene, right? And so every time something go wrong in our life, instead of putting Satan and his kingdom on the chopping block, we put God on the chopping block, right? We saying to God, you let this happen, woo, 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 right? That's why we have to grow spiritually, become spiritual minded, understand God is spirit, and they who worship him should worship in spirit and truth, understanding spiritual things. Yes, we have parts when we touch certain things and doors be open, we greet to certain things and stuff, but then we have bull's eyes on our back as kingdom as well, okay? Things is happening behind the scene, per se. And so, yeah, sometimes we do things and touch things, and we have allowed different spirits and different strongholds and then strong men to come in our lives because we have gave them permission, right? Because we have touched certain things and all that. And so I understand that. Saying that in that way, excuse me, but when we do touch things, or when we do give those spirits permission in our life, oh, they have a field day. That's why the knowledge has to come so we don't give them permission, right? So we understand strongholds versus strong men, that we understand the different levels of demonic activity, that we understand, yes, there is a wickedness in the water, marine spirits, different entities, the coast, the queen of coasts. These things are real. So that knowledge will keep us from touching things and agreeing to things. spiritual wall spiritually is so essential now, right? Because even when it comes down to addiction, we have to understand that that's a spirit. That's a spirit that can pass down from generation to generation. I can remember some, when you look at addiction, you know, some people say, well, okay, well, why they can't stop doing the drugs and stop drinking or anything. You know, I'm going to tell you one thing. One of my brothers, I remember some years ago when I was out in the street and I was sitting on the porch and one of my brothers, he used to always bring me goodies, you know. That's one thing I learned early that I was spoiled. Anyway, this brother, I need to get high, you know, because I got high, but I wasn't doing the same type of drugs he was doing. But I knew what he did, right? And so this particular day, he sees me. And so I guess I'm looking tore up from the floor up because he never said anything to me about me doing drugs, right? And I guess that goes to, you know, when you're doing wrong and you're doing stuff you ain't got no business, it's kind of hard to speak on. That's why I say certain people in the kingdom, they don't talk about certain things. Then, okay, why are you dabbing in that too? Well, that's for another topic. But anyway, my brother, he said to me, he said, girl, you look so high. He said, I hope you ain't doing no hard drugs. He said, well, you do hard drugs. You don't be coming at me like that. And that's when he was the one told me this. He said, that's my biggest downfall. He said, because when you do those hard drugs like heroin and any of them, really, he said, the chase becomes strong. It's the chase. You're always chasing after that first high. And that's how the addiction starts, right? Even with the cigarettes, that's how the addiction starts. Even with the alcohol, you're still chasing that first high, right? That first feel good out of this world. And that's how it becomes a stronghold, right? And as it stay connected, never been broken, now it's a strong man. And it takes more than just saying, I'm not going to do it anymore. It takes the Holy Spirit. It takes treatment. It takes what? It takes courage to say, I'm tired. I'm sick and tired. And so we'll always go back to our knowledge. You have to have the knowledge to make a decision that can change you from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mind. You have to have that desire. What do I say about desire? We can want and need all day long, but it would be a desire that would top all that, push that out the way, get out the way desire, get out the way want, get out the way need. This, I desire this. Spiritual walls. The first three keys needed: humility, faith, and courage. And with those keys, we have to understand, we have to have the wisdom, we have to have the knowledge. And so as we share the spiritual walls, we talked about the fasting, take up your cross, self-examination, the word of God, worship and praise, prayer, hope. And these are not just spiritual walls, but they are our weapon as well. They are a part of our spiritual being. They are our makeup, who we are as kingdom citizens, as God, holy nation, holy people, chosen people. The next one is transformation by the renewing of our mind. Whoever and whatever controls our mind controls our life. I said at the beginning, Romans 12:2, it says, do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind. It's about moving from a carnal mindset to a spiritual mindset. It's a transformation that each one of us must go through for our soul. Because your mind is part of your soul. It's your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's your soul. And so when you go through that transformation, what do it do? It touch your emotions. It ground your emotions. It help you to surrender your will to the Father. And it touch your mind. It touch your mind in a way. Let me drink some water. Excuse me. It touch your mind in a way that give you life and peace. It's just like 2 Corinthians 10:5 tells us, cast down all imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against God. It's not just a spiritual war, but this is a weapon to understand your mind. You know, our mind is so crucial. We operate off our mind majority of the time, a lot of the time, most of the time, through a subconscious. We're not even in our conscious state. We're on our subconscious mindset, right? Where we're dealing with our emotions or its experiences or memories, and then we have to come into our conscious state for the thinking and the reason. And that's what the Holy Spirit do. The Holy Spirit communicate with us through our conscious state because we're thinking, we're reasoning. And so the transformation by the renewing our mind is strengthening us in that area that we are pulled into our conscious state more, right? Because of the transformation by the renewing of our mind, it pulls us to a conscious state more. Because what? And reasoning, right? Down all imaginations, every high thing that exalts itself against Christ. When thoughts come in our head, telling us we're not good enough. Now, here come our thinking and our reason. And so what we thinking, oh, no. We start speaking the word of God, right? It's pulling us into a conscious state instead of the opposite of staying in the carnal mindset, not going through the transformation. When we hear those thoughts of you're not good enough, we can believe them. See the difference? We believe it. So now we're patting that thought. We're opening ourselves to it. So now we're allowing the spirit of pity to come in, the self-loathing spirit to come in. That's the difference. Okay, so transformation by the renewing of the mind. All right. Okay, so let's look at the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit is so essential to our spiritual walls, right? We need the Holy Spirit. We must understand that we can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. But then you have the work of the Holy Spirit to absorb Christ in our heart. This wall is essential to our life. Without the Holy Spirit, we have no power or authority to step on a serpent head. The work of the Holy Spirit guides us in our decisions and protects us from spiritual and physical danger. The work of the Holy Spirit leads, guides, equips, empowers, and reveals all things to his people so they will bring salvation, to the end of the earth. Read John 16:13-15. Spiritual walls, I say to you, arise, know, embrace, and act. Arise, build, and rebuild your spiritual walls. So I'm going to end there with the spiritual walls and add a couple things before I end in prayer with us. Healing through the word of God. Different health issues can happen in our lives and different things can happen. But there's healing power through the word of God. The Bible said that God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Psalms 107. We also know that God's word does not return to him void. There's healing through the anointing oil. We thank God for the anointing oil. Anointing oil represents the spirit of God. And the anointing, we need the anointing power of the Holy Spirit to walk in our spiritual authority, decreeing and declaring healing, deliverance in the name of Jesus, breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. So I encourage you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as we embark on the eighth month, hallelujah, a new beginning, overcoming, victory, and prosperity. We got to embrace it in a way of not being tossed to and fro. So you got to speak this over your life. I will overcome. Hallelujah. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. I lose prosperity over me. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I lose favor and grace, divine health and healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. So we thank God for you all tonight, each one of you, for joining us on More Insight. Hallelujah. We thank God for your life. Faith works with all our spiritual walls, releasing God's will upon the earth. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. It is about our trust and belief in God's will over our lives. Faith through trust and belief build confidence that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. For it is by grace you have been saved. Through faith. With faith, we have a purpose and a direction in life. Hallelujah. We must know our weapons. In your reading, read Ephesians 6:11-18. As a believer, you must know all your spiritual weapons. You must know the blood of Jesus, the word of God, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the weapons of the brimstone and fire, the wind and the east wind. You must settle down and know these weapons and their uses. This explains why David took 5 stones when he went to attack Goliath. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I cancel all strongholds that the spirit of fear has built in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, begin to baptize every area of our life with your dumbfounding miracles in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the spirit of boldness. Hallelujah. Lord, let all the powers that shake off God's blessings in our lives be removed and destroyed in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over this airway in the name of Jesus. I place ourselves under the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cover ourselves with the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We surround ourselves to the light of Christ. Hallelujah. The devil will not interfere with the Lord's work in our lives in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare, hallelujah, for we have put on God's armor to resist the devil tactics in the name of Jesus. Lord, reveal to us any way that Satan has a hold over our lives in the name of Jesus. We claim back any territory of our lives, hand it over to Satan in the name of Jesus. We bind all forces of evil in the air, fire, water, and grounds being set in the motion against our lives in the name of Jesus. We forbid any spirits from any source from harming us in any way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We reject every spirit of seduction in our lives in the name of Jesus. We refuse to let sin have dominated over us in the name of Jesus. We reject every satanic promise on any department of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the power setting themselves up in us position to me and you be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over your goings and your comings. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over your bloodline. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus over your atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that no weapons formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment will be shut down in the name of Jesus, for this is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. We thank you for your words. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you for loving us before we can of ourselves. Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you you have made, and let us rejoice and be glad in it in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your knowledge, your wisdom, and understanding. Oh, Lord, we ask that you cleanse our heart and renew a right spirit upon each and every one of us. Lord, we ask that you keep us, shield us, and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, thank you for joining us on Spiritually Minded is Peace and Life, More Insight platform. We thank God for you. May God continue to keep and bless you. Remember, sister girls and brother men, you are greatness. Peace and good night.